Plum and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Dick Huddleston and Cedric finally succeeded in digging through the block passageway to the old mine shaft where they found Lum and Abner unconscious. They were then brought back to Pine Ridge, where they are recovering from the effects of hunger and exposure. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears, Cedric, and Dick Huddleston in the Peabody living room, waiting to go in and see the old fellows. Listen.
Well, why can't we go in there and see them, Mr. Dick?
Well, for one thing, they're sleeping, Cedric. Besides that, Doc Miller doesn't want them to have too much company yet. He says they're still pretty weak, you know.
Well, I sure wish they'd hurry up and wake up. I'd love to talk to them.
Yeah.
Ask what they ever went in that old mine for in the first place.
Well, I think a lot of us would like to know that, too, Cedric.
Jiminy, I sure would. I know that.
Yeah, but if we get to go in there now, men, and talk to them, I don't think we'd better ask them anything like that. We'll just stay a minute or so. Don't make them talk too much. They're still pretty bad condition, I think.
Well, they sure looked bad when we found them, I know that.
Oh, yeah.
They was unconscious, wasn't they, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, they sure was. I thought they was goners, both of them.
Yeah.
Never had nothing scare me so bad in all my life.
Well, I know I'd never want to go through that again. It's just a miracle we ever found them, too. Well, a miracle, a good sense of a hound dog.
Yeah, I believe that's the Peabody's ring there. Reckon we order answers or call Elizabeth?
Yeah, go ahead and answer, Grandpap. Elizabeth's got her hands full taking care of Lum and Abner.
Yeah, all right.
Full-time job just trying to find bases for all those flyers that people are sending over here and all that food and stuff, too.
Hello? No, this is Grandpappy Spears. Oh, how are you, Miss Emmeline? Yeah, they're doing pretty good. Yes, Mom. Dr. Miller's been here again about a half hour ago. Yes, Mom. Well, he said they could have a few visitors as long as they don't stay too long. Oh, I know Lum would just love to see you. I ain't had a chance to talk to him myself, but Elizabeth says you was the first one he asked about whenever he come to. Oh, yes, Mama. I'm sure it'll be all right. Well, fine. I'll tell him. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye. Jiminy, that Miss Emmeline sure is anxious about old Lum.
Yeah. She called me over at the store this morning to ask if I knew how he's getting along. Yeah, that's a mighty fine woman, Miss Emmeline.
Sure. At school this morning, she asked me all about how we rescued him yesterday and everything. Asked me so many questions, I didn't hardly have time to answer them.
Say, by the way, how come you're not in school this afternoon, too, Cedric?
Well, all my little chums kept gathering around me wanting me to sign my autograph for them. Just too doggone embarrassing.
You shouldn't be so modest, Cedric.
Oh, that ain't it. That ain't what embarrasses me.
Well, what is it, then?
Oh, I love giving out my autograph, but I never can recollect how to spell my name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I can't write it down without lolling my tongue out, either.
I've noticed that.
I got to practice up on writing that doggone thing before I go back to school, I know that.
You might have a rubber stamp made, Cedric. That'd save you a lot of trouble.
Wait a minute. I believe I hear Elizabeth calling us. Maybe Lum and Abner are awake now.
Oh, go back there and find out, Grandpa.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Tell her we'll promise not to stay very long.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Rubber stamp?
Yeah.
Where do you get them rubber stamps, Mr. Dick?
Oh, I just judge.
Howdy to me, though. Leave one of them things would come in handy. I'm always having to sign my name someplace, and that'd save me a lot of trouble. Have you got any over at your store that I could borrow, Mr. Dick?
Well, they wouldn't do you any good, Cedric. None of them got your name on them.
Well, that wouldn't make no difference. I could change my name. Change my name to Paid.
Well, I've got one of those, Cedric.
Yeah, if I could get a good-looking enough rubber stamp, I'd be willing to change my name. Cedric Paid.
Well, I believe it might be less complicated if you just practice up your handwriting, little Cedric.
Hey, fellas. Fellas, they're awake. Business Best says we can go in now.
Oh, good, good. Now, I don't think we'd all better go in at once, though. You and Cedric go ahead, Grandpap. I'll wait a while.
Oh, no, you go in, Mr. Dick. I'll just as lief wait. Want to get a pencil and practice up writing anyway.
Well, all right. We won't be in there long, Cedric.
Yeah, follow me, Richard. They're back in here in this room somewhere.
Yeah, now remember, Grandpap.
The bedroom, I know.
Don't start asking them a lot of questions about their experience or why they went down or anything now.
No, I don't know. Love to know, though.
Yeah, but Doc said not to tire him out now, so don't do it.
Here's the door.
Yeah, be quiet.
Just bust right on in.
Oh, be quiet.
I'm being quiet.
All right.
Well, what's all this whispering for? Come on in here, you...
Well, howdy, Abner, your old scallop.
Howdy, Rum. How you feeling?
Oh, tolerably well, I reckon.
Yeah, sit down if you can find some chairs there, fellas.
Oh, we'll stand up. We'll be here long.
No, sit down now. And after this, don't do all that whispering when you come in here. Oh, sakes, you make a body feel like he's half dead.
Jiminy, you lucky, too. I've never saw two worse-looking skeletons in my whole life.
Hey, Grandpap.
What's the matter, Richard?
Oh, that's all right.
Come over here to cheer him up, didn't I?
Yeah, well, we got a pretty good idea what we look like. We're just glad to be alive and look like anything, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they tell us you and Cedric was the ones that found the stick.
Yeah, just got there in time, too, Lum. How you feeling? Getting enough to eat now?
Well, there's the worst part of it right there. That dead gum Doc Miller won't give us hardly nothing to eat. Coming as nice starving to death here at Abner's as we did down there in the mine.
Yeah, Elizabeth tells us that the kitchen is just stacked full of victuals and folks has been sending over here to us.
Yeah, I seen some of it. Cake and chicken and all sorts of stuff.
You know that about all we've had is just a little soup. Long as I could eat a steak as big as that pillar yonder.
Well, it wouldn't do for you to pitch in and eat a big batch of stuff right now, though, Abner. You have to sort of get used to that gradual.
Well, I don't know where I can wait that long or not.
Oh, your stomach wouldn't know how to handle it.
I'm getting dangerous. I'll be snapping people if they keep this up.
Well, Doc knows what he's doing, I reckon.
Bite him, too.
He told me what he was most feared of was that you might come down with the pneumonia.
Well, I've been so hungry all the time, I never noticed whether we had them or not.
It's a thousand wonders we never did catch nothing like that. Damp as it was down in there.
Well, I guess it seems pretty good to be out of there, doesn't it?
Oh, me, Dick, you just ain't got no idea.
No, I know.
We both give up all hopes of ever getting out. Never was so surprised in all my life when Elizabeth told us we'd just been in there about a week and a half. I thought sure we'd been down in that mine for 2 months.
3 months.
See, we never had no way of telling how long we was in there. Couldn't tell whether it was day or night.
We used up all our matches right there at first trying to find a way out of that place.
Well, what I want to know is why did you go down
there? Hey, Grandpap, now watch it.
Huh?
Well, the whole thing's over now, fellas, and we're just mighty glad that you're alive, I'll tell you that. All you have to do now is just take it easy and rest and get back on your feet, get to feeling good again now, and you'll be all right.
Well, sir, all I've got to say is that we're just awful lucky to have friends like you fellas.
Amen.
We've heard how everybody else quit trying to dig through that cave in, how they all give up.
Well, the credit goes to Cedric and Richard there.
Well, actually, the credit goes to that dog of yours, Abner. He's the one.
Yeah, that's right. There's the smartest thing I ever seen a dog do, I believe.
Oh, it was.
Old Blue tried for several days to get somebody to follow him to that old mine before they done it.
Why, yeah. Hung around my store down there, pulling on everybody's leg that came in there, trying to get them to go with him. They wouldn't pay any attention to him. Well, in fact, at first, it never entered my head at all what he's trying to do.
No, we all thought he just wanted to go hunting, you know, Abner, how he always done you whenever he wanted to go hunting, come in the store there and pull on your britches leg.
Why, sure, yeah, I know. I don't blame him. He's a smart dog, I've always said that. He's the smartest dog that I've ever seen in my life. Dog has ever struck no such trail.
He's mighty nigh human.
Yes, he is. Fact says Elizabeth even lets him in the house now. Always before, you know, she'd run him out of the house with a broom.
Oh, I'd just make him one of the family if I was you.
No, I ain't do it. Aim to do it. Adopt him is what I'll do.
Well, I hope she don't run him out no more. And Abner, if I ever see you mistreating old Blue, Dad blame if I don't beat bumps on your head.
Well, he ain't gonna be mistreated. Don't you never worry about that. That dog will never be mistreated.
I think I'll buy him a new collar. Golden, maybe. Put his name right on there. Blue.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm gonna get him a red plush bed to sleep in, I think. Might even let him sit up to the breakfast table with us even.
You know, I believe he knows exactly what a hero he is, too. Walked around the room here this morning, looked like he was just so proud of himself he didn't know what to do.
As Squire Skimp was talking to me a while ago downtown there, he said he wanted to get some pictures of the dog and send them in the county seat paper and write a little article, you know, about him.
Well, good for Squire. I hope they'll send out some of them reporters to interview old Blue.
Oh, that's silly, Abner. You can't interview a dog.
Well, old Blue, you can. Oh, because I tell you, that dog's smart enough to do anything. He'll figure out some way to answer their questions. Don't you worry.
Jimmy, I wish you fellas answer one for me. I've heard different stories on this, but tell me, how come you fellas to go down in that mine in the first place?
Well, we just... Oh, let's see now. Huh. What in the world did we go down there first? Been so long.
Oh, my goodness. I just recollected something.
What's the matter, Lom?
I got to get out of here.
Here, Lom. Lom, lay down there. You can't get out of that bed. Not in your condition.
I can't help it. I got to get to that phone.
Lom, now take it easy. You're delirious. Why do you have to get to the phone?
I can't tell you. It's too important. Just let me get to that phone.
Again, the same time, for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.